Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right, I'm having a hard time keeping the microphone on. I need a haircut, evidently. It's not going over my ears. My hair is pushing it back off my ears. All right, so welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Our announcements for today is the Lord's Supper. As you can see, we're going to have that today. The Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Today is the final day to get your offering in so that we can send it off. And our goal is $600. And I ask that you be in prayer as to what the Lord is guiding you to do for the offering. And so just letting you know that today is the last day of it. The envelopes are in the back table through today. So technically speaking, if you took the envelope today, you could bring it by tomorrow. I'll let you in to drop it off. No problem. Men's and women's weekly Bible studies have begun. They have resumed. On Tuesday mornings at 6:30 in the morning. Yes, 6:30 in the morning is the men's Bible study. And the women's is on Fridays at 10:30 in the morning. And for the men, I ask that all of you men be at the Bible study, because it's where we are going to be able to sharpen each other and, be the mighty men that God has created us to be and who God wants us to be. And ladies, y'all have some great little cookies. I'm just going to say, you had some great little cookies on Friday. And I know it was. I know it's not an every week thing. I'm just saying thank you for the remnants of the cookies. So, the ladies, please also join us in the Bible study, and let's see exactly how God is guiding you through your processes also. There is also a discussion of bringing a new Bible study for women, and any of you who are interested in it, get with Miss Joanne. Yes, so evidently on the back table is the slip of paper. Okay, excellent. Also, we did not put it in the bulletin because Lisa and I have just come up with this as of last night. But we are going to be making a new directory. So Picture Day is coming. And we are thinking of doing it in the middle of February, right around the time of Valentine's Day. And so what we're going to do is for all of the members, we're going to take your pictures, we're going to make up this new directory and update all of the information so that we can have everything completely up to date to today. We will have more information as we figure it out exactly, but I do think as of last night's discussion, it's going to be the Sunday before Valentine's Day, directly after church. So that would be the 11th? Okay. So Sunday, February 11th is the tentative schedule, and I'll let you know if it changes as we get closer. But that gives you guys about a month and a weekish to be prepared for Picture Day. So, let's see. Was there any other announcements? I think there was one more, but I forgot what it was. By the way, as you can see, we have our new drum set that was donated to us. keep this private donor in prayer for thankfulness. Keep them in prayer. This was not expected. This was also not cheap. So please keep them in prayer. And it is an absolute blessing that we have this. And I will do my very best to not blow your ears out. But keep in mind, I am heavy-handed, so give me forgiveness. All right, is there anything else? Nope, okay. Well, let me turn this off.
Because you don't want to hear me talking to myself back there.
Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Is the grandest thing through the ages run.
Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
Thank you.
17. Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the Lord in prayer to begin everything. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing everyone to arrive safely, Lord. We ask that you continue that safety amongst everyone as they travel home and to continue their day. Lord, we also ask that you open up our minds, open up our hearts. Allow us to receive this message that you have provided with such passion and need. We need to hear your messages, Lord. We need you to be a part of our life in such a way that we can learn how to live this life. How to live this life not only for the people around us, but for you. Allow us to learn from your message. And all this, in the name of your Son. Amen. All right. So, good morning. Whether you are here in person or online, I want to thank you for joining us today. And welcome to another of our wonderful services. Before I really get started, have you ever gotten into a situation where a certain word will just get stuck in your mind? And you just can't shake this one word. And it can go on for days or even weeks. And this one word is just stuck in your head. That happened to me this week. And that one word, I do feel that that was God telling me, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. And so he built this message around that one word. Now, before I reveal what this word is, I want to ask, just by raising your hands, how many military veterans do we have in the house today? Okay, first off, thank you very much for your service to this nation. That's first and foremost. And second of all, you guys are going to know exactly what this word is as soon as I say it. So, here we go. How many of you have any idea of what the word cadence means? Yeah, I see all the veterans. They're smiling. I only ask this because the general definition of cadence is an interesting one that helps set the tone for today's message. The definition of it, according to the Webster's Dictionary, has many different meanings for this one word, cadence. The first and probably the most popular use of the word is the beat, time, or measure of rhythmical motion or activity. Now, the musicians in the house know exactly what cadence is. The second definition is a modulation in reading aloud as implied by the structure and ordering of words and phrases in written text. Now, I spent many years as a truck driver, as you all know. During those many years, I listened to audiobooks. I have, I don't know, probably 300 or 400 audiobooks on my computer of the ones that I listened to throughout all those years. And that's what this definition is talking about. Audiobooks. Listening to somebody reading a text. There's a certain cadence. And a cadence can be used to describe a person's voice on top of other meanings. Now, one thing that I do want to ask is I ask that you not spend the rest of this sermon thinking about the cadence of my voice. But specifically, it's when reading a book out loud. A good narrator understands the keeping of a healthy rhythm is extremely important. There will be sections that need to be read louder. There's other sections that need a softer voice. There's also other sections of an audiobook where the speech has to speed up because of the excitement that's happening in that book. Everything has a cadence when it comes to it. Well, so does our lives. Our lives also has a cadence that most of us don't recognize. And for those of you in the room also who are not into the audiobooks, the same principle applies elsewhere. Like I said before, music and our life. And I'm going to explain this. But just for a moment, think about a song that you have recently listened to and how the rhythm either adds to or takes away from the overall feel of that music. Now, I asked about the military veterans. In the military, a cadence is used to keep everyone aligned together, marching in unison, to work as a team. During the first week of boot camp, I guarantee you nobody knows how to keep cadence. They don't know how to work together. They don't know how to be in unison together. When everyone is not aligned together, it looks sloppy. Feet are getting stepped on. People are walking faster than others. I got tripped I don't know how many times because I wasn't in step. It was absolute pandemonium. It was chaotic. Whether the rhythm is orderly or whether it is chaotic, it is still a rhythm. It is still a cadence. And just like music or reading, marching or public speaking, there is a right rhythm and there is a wrong rhythm. In other words, there is a healthy cadence and there is an unhealthy cadence. The title of today's message is God's Eye View. We will be in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Now, one of the first places that we see God's cadence is in the rhythm of creation. When God created the cosmos, he was clearly in the groove. Now, yes, I am stealing a phrase from the musicians in the room. But let's really look at it. He was in the groove of what he was creating. And it was good. And if it was good enough for God, then I guarantee you it is good enough for us. Let's begin by opening together the book of Genesis, the very beginning. Please stand for the reading of God's word. Read along with me. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. You may be seated. Now, I am sure that many of you have already heard these verses throughout your life. You may have even memorized them during Bible studies or Sunday school or just on your own personal study time. But for those of you who may have never heard these verses before, the Bible begins like this. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Did you notice the light came after the earth? Okay. As God proceeded to create, he entered into a beautiful cadence of creation. And then he rested. It's interesting that at the beginning of creation, God created day by taking the light and spreading it from the darkness, separating it. By creating the light, he's constructing a day. God was able to enter into his groove of creation. And then there was evening. And then there was morning. It's a cadence. He gave us the sunrise and sunsets, two of the most beautiful events in all of creation. It is right where God started, in the rhythm and the cadence of a day. I have been one of those people that loves watching sunrises and sunsets. I have a hard time getting up in my older age. My wife is looking at me funny. I have a hard time getting up early in the morning to see the sunrises. Okay. But when I was in the Navy, we were out in the middle of the ocean. A sunrise and a sunset with nothing around you is the most beautiful sight you will ever see. It's the clearest picture of God's creation. And there were many days, my Navy buddies that are watching will know, many days that we were up at sunrise and sunset of the very same day for multiple days of that week. So we always got a chance to see both events. And it was absolutely gorgeous. And admittedly, there is a lot that can happen in a single 24-hour period in our life. Now, I don't normally do this, but has anybody seen the TV show 24? I've only seen a couple of episodes, and I got lost and never watched them again. But I know what it's about. An entire season of the TV show 24 takes place in a single 24-hour period. There's 24 episodes in this season, so each episode consists of 1 hour of a specific day of that storyline. Okay? If you can make 24 episodes out of a single day, that tells you what can happen in a single day. Some days in your life will seem like they are zooming right past. Other times, they seem like they are moving at a snail's pace and going by so slowly. Every one of them are different, though. Even if we work diligently to have the exact same routine, there is always going to be some kind of event that remains outside of our control. But I bet that there are a few of us in this room that think too much about the cadence of a day, the rhythms, the grooves, the habits that are so easily able to step into and out of throughout the course of our day. But to be fair, it is also often difficult when you are in the middle of something to be able to step back from it to see the bigger picture. We get so involved in what's happening that we either refuse or we are unable to see that larger picture. For many of us, it takes some kind of interruption, a disturbance, to get us to stop and reconsider the cadence of our lives. I have a few questions that I want you to ponder over. What if we could see things from a different perspective? Would we be more willing to view it? What if we could see things from God's eye view? Would we react differently? What can we learn from the creation account in Genesis about how God stays in rhythm, not only for the creation of this everything, but for us? How does he stay in rhythm with us? Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm hyperactive. I'm all over the place. I kind of wonder, is God able to keep up sometimes with some of the stupid things I've done in my life? The first point that I would like to make, though, which we have already identified, is that God broke up his creative process into separate days of creation. Okay. Genesis 1:14. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years." Okay, before anybody gets hung up on that one word, firmament, I'm just going to say, if anybody has any question on what firmament means in the Bible, it is simple. It means the sky. That's it. So if anybody thinks that there's a bubble above the earth, there's not. It's just the sky. That's what firmament means. Using this process, though, he created the skies, he created the oceans, the lands, and then God created the sun, moon, and stars. Notice the process. He created the earth first. Then he created the light of the sun. Now, the light was already here. His light was shining brightly and covered the entire earth. That's how we were able to get all the plants and the animals and all that stuff before the sun and moon. Amazing, isn't it? That God was able to create everything without the presence of the sun or the moon. Absolutely amazing. God built rhythm into his creation, though, when he created the sun and the moon. The sunrise and the sunsets are not only beautiful and majestic and inspiring, but they are also signal flares, which help us stay in that groove that God has gifted us. To further emphasize this point, it is only after this that God created all of the living creatures. Land and the sea, air and the water, all of them. And then, of course, God created humans as well. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Did you notice the first part of that verse, though? The first part of that little section. That he created us in our image. The our image. What is he referring to in our image? Jesus was present at creation. Jesus was with his Father creating everything. We have been created in the image of Jesus and God. That's beautiful. When you stop and think about that, how can you not think of that as being beautiful? Using this process, though, he created everything. Think about what I just said for just a split second. God created everything as signs to mark out our calendar at the very beginning of creation. To further emphasize this, I want to look at Genesis again, chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image." I can't get over that. That he would want us to be in his image. But that is part of the cadence. Humans are created after the cadence of creation had been established and after the signal flares. In short, if you are seeing things from God's perspective, you will see and understand the beauty in these boundaries. Light and dark, morning and evening, sunrise, sunset, beginning and an end. The daily cadence that God created dates back to the literal beginning of time. And one could argue that it is the earliest gift that God has ever bestowed upon us. So what happens when you try to bend the boundaries of that cadence? Or ignore the signal flares that God has so graciously given us? I'll give you an example. The day, the hour, the minutes, everything was given to us by God. What gives Congress the right to tell us when we can turn clocks back or should we turn clocks back? God created it to be perfect. Leave it alone. I say we put everything back to standard time and let God's time take it from there. We shouldn't need to change back time or change it forward again. We're not time travelers. We're humans. We're God's people. I think we can all agree, though, that life is an absolute chaotic mess. Sometimes it works out, but most of the time it's pretty chaotic. And not only can it be out of rhythm through that chaos, sometimes it's not even on that same sheet of music. Sometimes days just stay chaotic without any rest. There are things that happen to us that are outside and beyond our control every single day that it makes it impossible to plan ahead. Now, I would argue that this is precisely the reason to humbly submit yourself to the cadence of God's creation. When you try night after night to stretch out the hours or week after week to finish whatever projects or goals that you have given yourself, and you're trying to meet them, what's going to happen? You're going to burn yourself out. Your body itself is biologically tuned to a rhythm that is not created by you. And when you try to push the boundaries of that rhythm, when you try to move past that natural barrier, bad things are going to eventually happen. You'll be able to handle it for a little bit. Maybe a little longer of time if you train yourself to. Some people can sustain a superhuman pace for longer than others, which brings me back to, back when I was in the Navy, I'm in Desert Storm. My work day was 3 days, 72 hours. My off time was 2 hours. And I did that for the entire course of Operation Desert Storm until I got hurt. How was I able to, stay awake for 3 days straight with only 2 hour nap in between that? Sometimes I wonder, but I guarantee you, Navy coffee was very much being drank all the time. But that's the thing, is I was thinking myself as being superhuman. And working those long hours, I had no choice in the matter. I was in the military, and I was told to. But eventually, I crashed. And I firmly believe that when that crash happened was the night that I got hurt. Because when we were attacked, I was asleep. And I didn't hear the alarms going off. And it wasn't until the first explosion that went up overhead that woke me up that I realized nobody else was around me. They were all gone. I was in a bad situation, which allowed me to end up being on that ladder at that moment when the explosion happened that threw me backwards into the wall. You're not going to be able to make it very long if you are pushing yourself, pushing your limits. You're going to crash and you're going to burn. But eventually, you got to also understand that God's limits, God's designs for creation will also catch up to you. And then you're going to have a huge dilemma, a huge problem. Remember the definition of what cadence is that I shared with you earlier? It is the modulation in reading aloud as implied by the structure and ordering of words and phrases in written text. Cadence is a rhythm that rises and it falls. What about life? Life has peaks and it has valleys. Highs and lows. Life is best lived in a similar fashion. And sometimes you have to push and move faster, and other times you can slow down. You can rest. You can recharge yourself. That's the way that God has designed it. That's the way that we flourish as created human beings. I can attest through my own life experiences, you cannot live your life at 100 miles an hour 100% of the time. And I don't know who needs to hear this today, but chaos is not God's best for you. Chaos is not what He intended for your life. Cadences. Healthy day in and day out cadence is God's best for everyone. So I am sure that some of you are thinking right here, right now, if cadence is God's best for me, then what does that look like for me? How do I stay in the boundaries that God has created? How do I live a life of flourishing health? Well, those are very great questions. Thank you for asking them. And I believe Scripture has all of those answers. But let's just look at two of them. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the waters, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. In just those few short verses, that psalmist gave us some incredible advice for healthy living. And I am sure that you've heard people talk about certain people that you need to distance yourself from. That psalm is saying to distance yourself, cut yourself off from toxic people. But I'm going to just say this. I'm going to go one step beyond that. Separate yourself from them, but don't stop praying for them. Get out of the area of that relationship, but continue to pray that God changes them for the best. And this psalmist identifies, though, the wicked and the mockers and the sinners as people to avoid, but continue to pray for them. The harsh truth is that people who don't love God will not care one way or another about the boundaries or the gifts that God has given. They don't care. That's why you must separate from them. But continue to pray for them. They definitely will not see the value in meditating on the law day and night. But there it is again for us. Day and night. Morning and evening. A daily rhythm. The law is a reference to Scripture. And so another way of saying this is to say that your daily routine and your cadence should include regular time in Scriptures. Because that's where you learn the cadence. And if you do the things in Psalm 1, then you will be able to, like a tree planted by streams and water, you will be able to yield fruit from season to season. And we never know how long a season is in our life. But that's not to say that life will be easy, though. It will not be that you will not have any problems. But to say that this is the path to health and flourishment, to distance yourself from toxic relationships and build in time relationships according to the Word of God. Matthew 6:11, Jesus says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Was he talking about actual nourishment of food? No. He's talking about Scripture. Daily, take in your bread of life of Scriptures. Jesus reminds us to ask God for our daily bread, for our learning. Jesus' advice is what he understood all too well in Matthew 6:34. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Jesus is telling us right here, we are not in control of what happens in this life. We are not to worry about what's going to come tomorrow. Tomorrow will have its own situations just naturally occur. We need to worry about our here and now, our today. And we are to also boldly go to our Heavenly Father seeking our needs every day in prayer through Scripture. And obviously, you can still pray and ask God for future things. But I think the point is that both Psalm 1 and Jesus, through the Lord's Prayer, reinforces the power of daily scriptural living. Having a daily prayer life. That is, I think, what they are both referring to, which takes us back to the cadence of our life. If the creation of the day was God's first act, then his first gift to us, then can I ask you these questions? Well, of course I can ask. Nobody's going to stop me, right? What are you doing with God's gift? What do you do day in and day out with this gift that God has created for us? How are you staying focused and present within the divine boundaries of God's creation? This psalmist says in Psalm 118:24, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Are you finding reasons to rejoice today? Are you accepting of and open to the natural cadence of life? You know, the ebbs and the flows, the highs and the lows, The days that we are on top of the world and the days that we feel like we're in the deepest of abysses on this earth. Every one of those days, the Lord has made for you. What are you doing with them? How are you responding to things? Now, in conclusion, every day is truly a gift. It doesn't always feel that way, though. And sometimes the beauty truly lies in the eyes of the beholder. But a healthy cadence is always present. We just have to search for it sometimes. Or we can trust in God to show it to us. And I guarantee you there is a beautiful part to your life every single day. But you have to allow God to show it to you sometimes. We are going to continue our journey together by exploring personhood, performances, and passions. Each of these specific subjects also have a cadence, a rhythm, a groove to it. Each of these subjects has a healthy and an unhealthy cadence that can lead to or distract from healthy living or even living a flourishing life. This coming week, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge each and every person that is hearing my voice to give yourself a God's eye view of life. Take yourself out of the situations. Take yourself out of everything. Humble yourself and look at everything with God's eyes. And then tell yourself, what do you see? Go back and reread Genesis chapter 1. Watch for the rhythm and the beauty that happens throughout the process of creation. Take some time to watch a sunrise, a sunset, or as what we do at home, gaze at the stars. It's beautiful to watch. To watch the cadence of God's creation. And I pray that after doing those things, that you will be able to say, just like this psalmist says in Psalm 8, 3 and 4, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? I pray that you will have a deeper understanding and appreciation of God's love and care for you, for your life, for your health. And as I said before, chaos is not God's best for you. Cadence is. And as our musicians come up, I'm going to just ask that you allow God's design and his creation to align your steps for your life in this world with a focus for his ministry, not a focus for you. Allow it all to flourish like never before for you and through you. Allow your life and his ministry to work together in such a beautiful, healthy cadence, rhythm, and a groove like you've never experienced before. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, help us to recognize and appreciate the rhythm that you have built into your creation. Help us to humble ourselves to the divine boundaries that you have placed. And lead us to a fulfilling life, a flourishing value of the life that you have given us. Thank you for allowing us to see through your word what life is supposed to be like. Guide us through the chaos that man has created and give us the understanding of how to turn this chaos into a beautiful cadence, the proper cadence, your cadence. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. Always know this. I love you. Always know God loves you. And I do pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week.
Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."